Also today, we spoke yesterday to the people from the Ethical Treatment of Animals, who every year urge us all to say nup to the cup and say that we've got to become vegans and we've got to stop having pets and stop breeding racehorses. I mean, they really are the fun police. Well, it looks like the Greens have joined the PETA bandwagon. Now, today I've got in front of me a media release from the Greens. It's entitled, Andrew's decision to hold the Melbourne Cup during the pandemic, thoughtless. And the Greens go on to say that the Victorian Greens have called on the Andrews Labor government to cancel this year's Melbourne Cup, calling it unconscionable to host a major gambling event when so many Victorians are out of work or struggling to make ends meet. The Greens go on to say that if we cancel the Melbourne Cup, which, by the way, of course, is being run next Tuesday, this would have the dual benefit of saving punters money and protecting horses from unnecessary pain and cruelty. Oh, my God. I mean, seriously. You know, I'm not a fan of gambling on the horses, but I get that heaps of people are. The Melbourne Cup is one of Melbourne's great events. We just lost the grand final to the Gabba. People need something to look forward to. Hundreds of thousands of people love going to the races. Hundreds of thousands of more love watching it and having a bit of a flutter on the horses. And the Greens want to cancel the whole thing. Maybe they don't realise. Like, take the footy season that's just finished last weekend. Now, during the darkest days of the lockdown, when we had the footy frenzy, you know, at least one game of football on TV almost every night, that kept us going. It gave us something to look at, something to talk about, something to do at a time when, thanks to government restrictions during the pandemic here in Victoria, we had almost nothing we could legally do. Now, the Melbourne Cup, you know, it's not compulsory to gamble on it. If your income's been affected, just watch the race. Don't waste it on the horses. But the point is, it is not the Greens' job to be the fun police. Okay? They fundamentally don't understand that people need events like the Melbourne Cup and the Grand Final and, you know, the Formula One and the tennis to look forward to have a good time, to keep themselves entertained, particularly during a pandemic. We asked the Greens to come on today to explain this stupid press release they've come up with today. Guess what? They're too busy.